AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. Iran targeted the U.S. Embassy in Saudi Arabia. The U.S. and Israel battered Iran with airstrikes. This is Israeli military spokesman Lieutenant Colonel Nadav Shoshani.
Our forces, along with the U.S. armed forces, continue degrading the Iranian regime's military capabilities. We have focused on targeting ballistic missile launchers, command and control centers, underground bunkers, and of course, key Iranian regime leadership figures.
Texas, North Carolina, and Arkansas kicking off this year's midterm elections. The AP Sagar Magani reports the focus is on a Senate race in Texas,
which Democrats have not won since 1988. It's a three-way GOP primary race for the seat now held by John Cornyn, who wants a fifth term. But he faces a challenge from Wesley Hunt and Attorney General Ken Paxton, a MAGA favorite with loads of personal baggage. Republicans openly worry about holding the seat if Paxton's the nominee. The Democrat race is between Congresswoman Jasmine Crockett and James Tallarico. In North Carolina, the two highest-profile Senate candidates for the seat the GOP's Tom Tillis is leaving are former Democrat Governor Roy Cooper and ex-RNC Chair Michael Whatley. Democrats need to flip four seats in November to regain Senate control. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem is on Capitol Hill. She was asked about references to the two people shot and killed by government officers in Minnesota as domestic terrorists.
How about specifically calling them domestic terrorists without any evidence of that?
Sir, I did not call him a domestic terrorist. I said it appeared to be an incident of.
I think the parents saw it for what it was.
Noem was questioned by Minnesota Democrat Amy Klobuchar. More information at apnews.com. This is AP News. The Iran war is having an impact on the UK economy.
Britain's Treasury Chief, Rachel Reeves, wants to present a rosy picture of the state of the British economy, even as oil and gas prices soar in the wake of the fast-evolving Iran war. That's looking like bad news for the global economic outlook. Unveiling the latest UK economic forecast, Reeves insisted the plan she has been driving forward since the Labour Party returned to power in the 2024 election is bearing fruit. Reeves had hoped her statement to the House of Commons would be a relatively low-key affair, but economists are warning that the Iran war could upend the forecast, depressing growth, stoking inflation and increasing debt. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Target reported another quarter of lower sales and profits as the discounter struggles to regain its footing, dealing with still high inflation and shopper boycotts. Target also said it expects to deliver sales growth every quarter. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.